Welcome back to Mattress Advisory, everybody. We're doing another deep dive, and today we're tackling the Lisa Legend hybrid mattress.
It's a popular one for sure.
It is, and we are going to go deep into what actual users have to say about it.
Yeah, you know, the good, the bad, and all the in-between.
Exactly.
Before we get started, though, make sure to check out those show notes.
Yeah.
You can find a link in there for a special discount on the Lisa Legend.
Always got to look out for our listeners and their wallets, right?
Exactly. Got to get that good sleep and for a good price.
All right, so let's get into the Lisa Legend.
Let's do it.
The first thing that, like, jumps out at you when you start looking at reviews is this whole medium firm thing.
Yeah.
Most people seem to agree, like, that's the general consensus on the firmness level.
Yeah.
But what does that actually mean for different types of sleepers?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, medium firm can be a little bit tricky because it really depends on the type of foam that's being used in the mattress.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, memory foam, for example, tends to have that, like, hugging sensation, you know, because it conforms to your body,
yeah,
which a lot of people love. But then you have other people who might prefer, like, the more buoyant feel of latex foam, where you kind of sleep more on top of the mattress.
So already we're seeing how subjective this whole firmness thing can be.
For sure.
And it gets even more interesting when you bring in, like, real user experiences.
Absolutely.
Like, we found this review from a user named Urachnid Sirius, who loved the mattress, but his wife wished it was, like, huggier.
Huggier.
Or, like, what does that even mean in mattress terms?
That's a great point. I think it just goes to show how much personal preference plays a role in, like, what you find comfortable in a mattress.
Yeah.
You know, if someone wants that, like, really huggy feeling, maybe they need a mattress with a thicker comfort layer, you know, like a thicker layer of memory foam. Or maybe they just need, like, a softer topper just to add that little bit of extra sink.
I see.
It's all about finding what works for you.
Yeah.
What works for your body and your sleep style.
Exactly.
Which brings us to another really important question.
Yeah.
How does the Lisa Legend handle different sleeping positions?
Yeah.
Especially side sleepers.
Yeah.
Because they often need, like, that extra pressure relief on their shoulders and hips.
Right. And this is where it gets a little bit more, I guess, complicated.
Okay.
We saw some side sleepers who were, like, raving about the Lisa Legend.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we found this user, YourRatFred411, who actually recommended it for other side sleepers.
Interesting.
But then you have other users like, Hey Grapefruit, who specifically mentioned experiencing hip pain on the Lisa Legend.
Oh, so what gives?
Yeah, I know. It's like,
is it the break-in period? Could it be that it just, like, doesn't offer enough support for certain side sleepers?
Yeah. Break-in period is definitely something to keep in mind, you know?
Right.
Every mattress softens up a bit over time.
Sure.
As it adjusts to your body. But some soften up more than others. And for side sleepers, that softening can be the difference between, like, comfort and aches and pains. But then you also have to remember that body weight plays a role too, you know?
Right.
And just individual sensitivity to pressure.
So it's a lot of different factors at play.
It is.
So for our listeners who are side sleepers, it sounds like the Lisa Legend might be a bit of a gamble.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily a gamble, because the good news is that Lisa offers, like, a pretty generous trial period.
They do.
So you can really put it to the test in your own home, and if it doesn't work out, you can always return it.
Yeah, you can always send it back.
Yeah.
That takes a little pressure off.
It does.
Okay, so we've talked comfort and sleeping positions.
Right.
But what about another big one for couples? Motion isolation.
Ooh, yes. That's a biggie.
Nobody wants to be woken up by their partner tossing and turning all night.
You're telling me.
So how does the Lisa Legend stack up in that department?
Well, luckily, user reviews suggest that it actually does a pretty good job in this area. Yeah. We found this user, Arwantha Noble, who specifically praised the Lisa Legend's motion isolation.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, and to understand, like, why it performs well in this area, we need to look at its construction.
Ooh, here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Tell us more about these dual-layer pocket springs.
Yeah.
Are those, like, the magic ingredient here?
They definitely play, like, a starring role.
Okay.
So, you know, imagine each spring acting as its own little shock absorber.
I like that.
So when your partner moves, the motion is largely contained within their, like, zone of springs.
Okay.
And this minimizes that ripple effect across the mattress.
I see.
So you're less likely to feel those disturbances.
That's a great visual.
Yeah.
Like a little personalized force field for each sleeper.
Exactly.
So if you're a light sleeper sharing a bed,
yeah,
this is a feature worth paying attention to.
Absolutely.
Now, on to a topic that always makes people a little nervous. Durability.
Oh.
Will this mattress hold up over time? especially with all this talk about softening during the break-in period, it makes you wonder.
It does.
You know, is it going to zag? Is it going to lose its shape?
You're right to be curious about that. And again, user experiences really vary.
Yeah?
Some people, like this user, we found a blue-eyed Billy found the Lisa Legend comfy right away.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, right out of the box. But others worry about it sagging over time, particularly side sleepers.
Yeah.
Like Ailey Grapefruit, who mentioned their hips sinking in.
Yeah.
So how do we make sense of these conflicting reports?
I know, it's tough.
It is tough.
Okay, I have to ask, is it possible that someone who finds it comfortable from day one might actually experience more softening down the line?
That's a great question.
Or could it be that the break-in period is less noticeable for certain people?
It's hard to say for sure without more long-term data. I think it probably comes down to a combination of factors.
Okay.
You know, body weight, sleep position,
okay.
Even the temperature of your bedroom can affect how a mattress breaks in.
So many things. Yeah. So it sounds like durability is still a bit of a question mark with the Lisa Legend.
It can be.
But let's move on to another hot topic, literally.
Okay.
Temperature regulation.
Yeah.
How does this mattress handle heat?
Yeah. This is where things get interesting with hybrid mattresses, you know, because you have that combination of foam and springs.
Yeah.
Which can sometimes work against each other when it comes to temperature regulation.
Yeah.
You know, foam, especially memory foam, tends to conform closely to your body.
Right.
Which is great for pressure relief.
Yeah.
But it can also trap heat.
And we definitely saw some user complaints about sleeping hot on the Lisa Legend.
Yeah.
Particularly from people living in warmer climates.
Right.
Remember Every Memory 41?
Uh-huh.
They said it was unbearably hot.
Unbearably wow.
So that does sound a little rough.
It does.
But before we write off the Lisa Legend for hot sleepers.
Yeah.
Let's dig a little deeper into like what's going on here.
Okay, let's do it.
Does the Lisa Legend have any features that are specifically designed to like combat heat retention?
They do claim to use a breathable cover.
Okay.
But whether or not that makes a noticeable difference seems to depend on the individual. You know, some users found it helpful, others didn't.
Right.
And this is a crucial point for our listeners. You know, if you tend to sleep exceptionally hot.
Yeah.
You might want to consider a mattress that's specifically designed for cooling, like one with a layer of gel-infused foam.
Gotcha.
Or a breathable cover made from a material like Cellient.
Okay, so it's not just about the mattress itself, but also like the bedding you choose.
Exactly.
All those things.
Yeah, breathable sheets made from natural fibers like cotton or bamboo can make a world of difference.
I believe it.
And you can even look into cooling mattress toppers.
Oh, yeah.
Which often incorporate gel or other materials meant to dissipate heat.
It's smart.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about another feature that often gets mixed reviews.
Okay.
Edge support. It seems like the sides of the Lisa Legend hold up, okay?
Oh.
But the head and foot of the bed are a different story.
Yeah, that seems to be a recurring theme in the user reviews.
It does.
This user, You Exciting Area, had a particularly vivid description comparing it to quicksand.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very inviting.
No.
But seriously, why is edge support so important?
Yeah.
Aside from avoiding the whole quicksand situation, what does it actually affect?
Well, for starters, if you like to sit on the edge of your bed to get dressed or read.
Yeah.
You know, weak edges can be incredibly frustrating.
Oh, yeah, you just like slide right off.
You just feel like you're constantly sliding off.
And I imagine it also cuts into your usable sleep surface, right?
Exactly.
If the edges collapse, you're essentially losing valuable mattress real estate.
Yeah, you're losing sleep space.
So for our listeners out there, think about your sleep habits and preferences.
Yeah.
Do you tend to sprawl out or sleep right on the edge?
Right.
If so, you might want to prioritize edge support when choosing a mattress.
Yeah.
The Lisa Legend might not be your best bet in that case.
It might not be.
So far, we've been focusing on the feel of the mattress and how it performs for different types of sleepers.
Right.
But let's switch gears and talk about what's actually inside this thing.
Let's do it.
What materials are used in the Lisa Legend Hybrid?
So it's a layered construction, which is pretty typical for a hybrid.
Okay.
It has a combination of foam layers and a pocket spring system.
Gotcha.
They use a blend of memory foam and poly foam for the comfort layers.
Okay.
Which provides that balance of contouring and support.
And what about the cover?
Yeah.
We talked earlier about breathability.
Right.
But is there anything else worth noting about it?
Yeah. The cover is made from a blend of organic cotton and merino wool.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. So the organic cotton adds a nice softness. And then the merino wool is known for its temperature regulating properties.
Oh, yeah.
It helps to wick away moisture and keep you feeling cool and dry.
That's a good combination.
It is.
Now, I know a lot of people are concerned about potentially harmful chemicals in mattresses.
Yeah.
Especially with all the different types of foam being used these days.
For sure.
What can you tell us about the Lisa Legend in terms of safety and eco-friendliness?
That's an important consideration. And thankfully, it seems like Lisa has taken steps to address those concerns.
Good.
They claim to use CertiPUR US certified foams.
Okay.
Which means they're free from harmful chemicals like ozone depleters, heavy metals, formaldehyde, and phthalates.
So that's reassuring for those who are worried about off-gassing and potential health risks.
It is.
What about environmental impact?
Yeah.
Are there any sustainable practices involved in the production of the Lisa Legend?
Well, Lisa is a B Corp certified company,
okay.
Which means they meet certain standards of social and environmental performance, accountability, and transparency.
Right.
They also have a recycling program for their old mattresses.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yeah. It's always encouraging to see companies taking steps towards sustainability.
It is.
For sure.
Now, before we move on, I have to ask about something that's been on everyone's mind lately.
Okay.
Fiberglass.
Uh-oh.
We've seen so many mattress brands under fire for using fiberglass in their covers.
Right.
Is the Lisa Legend fiberglass free?
Yes. Based on the information we have, the Lisa Legend does not contain fiberglass.
That's a huge relief.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be sleeping on tiny shards of glass.
No, nobody wants that.
Okay, so we've covered materials, safety, eco-friendliness.
We have.
But at the end of the day, what really matters is how well this mattress helps you sleep.
Right.
What are users saying about their overall sleep quality on the Lisa Legend?
That's the ultimate test, right?
Yeah.
Like all the fancy features and materials mean nothing if you're not waking up feeling refreshed and recharged.
Exactly.
So what's the verdict? Is the Lisa Legend living up to its name in the sleep department?
Spill the tea.
Okay, so the good news is that many users report significant improvements in their sleep quality after switching to the Lisa Legend. We saw comments about reduced back pain, waking up feeling more rested, and generally experiencing deeper, more restorative sleep.
That's fantastic. We actually came across a review from Your Leave to Evolve,
okay,
who specifically mentioned experiencing less back pain thanks to the Lisa Legend.
That's great.
That's a testament to its support system.
Absolutely. And it seems like the Lisa Legend strikes a good balance between support and comfort, which is key for a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel too firm or too soft for most people, hitting that sweet spot where you feel cradled but not sunk.
And that's what we've been highlighting throughout this whole deep dive, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's all about finding that perfect match for your individual needs and preferences.
Right.
The Lisa Legend might not be the holy grail for everyone.
Right.
But it seems to be a real winner for a lot of people.
It does.
And it's a reminder that there's no one best mattress out there.
Exactly.
What works for one person might not work for another.
That's the truth.
It's about understanding your own sleep habits, preferences, and any specific needs you might have.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Lisa Legend hybrid mattress,
yeah,
what are the key takeaways our listeners should keep in mind?
All right, so first and foremost, remember that medium firm is a relative term, you know? Think about what you find comfortable and consider the type of foam you prefer.
Right.
Do you like that sinking feeling of memory foam or the more responsive feel of latex?
Yeah, great point.
And if you're a side sleeper,
yes,
pay close attention to pressure relief.
Yeah.
While some side sleepers love the Lisa Legend, others have experienced discomfort.
Yeah, they have.
That generous trial period is your best friend here.
It is. Take advantage of it.
Yes, definitely take advantage of it.
And if you're a hot sleeper.
Yeah.
Remember those tips we discussed about breathable bedding and cooling toppers?
Yes.
Those can make a big difference.
They can.
Great points. And, of course, we can't forget about that exclusive discount we mentioned earlier. Be sure to check the show notes for a link to save on your Lisa Legend purchase.
Always looking out.
Always.
Gotta get those good deals.
Absolutely.
Gotta get that good sleep for a good price.
Well said. So to our amazing listeners.
Yeah.
We hope this deep dive has helped you gain a better understanding of the Lisa Legend hybrid mattress.
Yes.
And whether or not it might be the right fit for you.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly.
All right.
Thanks for joining us.
Sweet dreams, everyone. Yeah, so it's not just about the mattress itself. It's also about the bedding you choose.
Oh, okay.
You know, breathable sheets made from natural fibers like cotton or bamboo can make a world of difference.
Gotcha.
And you can even look into cooling mattress toppers.
Oh, yeah. Those things are great.
Yeah, which often incorporate gel or other materials meant to dissipate heat.
Smart.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about another feature that often gets mixed reviews.
Okay.
Edge support.
Edge support.
Yeah. It seems like the sides of the Lisa Legend hold up okay, but the head and foot of the bed are a different story.
Yeah, that seems to be a recurring theme in the user reviews.
Yeah.
One user we found, You Exciting Area, had a particularly vivid description comparing it to quicksand.
Oh my goodness, quicksand.
I know.
Not a good visual.
Not a good visual.
But seriously, why is edge support so important?
Yeah.
Aside from avoiding the whole quicksand situation, what does it actually affect?
Well, for starters, if you like to sit on the edge of your bed to get dressed or read, weak edges can be incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, you just like slide right off.
Exactly. You just feel like you're constantly sliding off.
And I imagine it also cuts into your usable sleep surface.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
If the edges collapse, you're essentially losing valuable mattress real estate.
Yeah, you're losing sleep space for sure.
So for our listeners out there, think about your sleep habits and preferences.
Yeah.
Do you tend to sprawl out or sleep right on the edge?
Right.
If so, you might want to prioritize edge support when choosing a mattress. The Lisa Legend might not be your best bet in that case.
It might not be the best choice.
So far, we've been focusing on the feel of the mattress and how it performs for different types of sleepers.
Right.
But let's switch gears and talk about what's actually inside this thing.
Okay, let's do it.
What materials are used in the Lisa Legend Hybrid?
So it's a layered construction, which is pretty typical for a hybrid mattress.
Okay.
It has a combination of foam layers and a pocket spring system.
Gotcha.
They use a blend of memory foam and polyfoam for the comfort layers,
okay,
which provides that balance of contouring and support that we were talking about earlier.
And what about the cover? We talked earlier about breathability.
Right.
But is there anything else worth noting about it?
Yeah. The cover is made from a blend of organic cotton and merino wool.
Ooh, fancy.
I know, right? So the organic cotton adds a nice softness, and then the merino wool is known for its temperature regulating properties.
Okay.
So it helps to wick away moisture and keep you feeling cool and dry.
That's a really good combination.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I know a lot of people are concerned about potentially harmful chemicals in mattresses.
Yeah. That's a valid concern these days.
Especially with all the different types of foam being used these days.
For sure.
What can you tell us about the Lisa Legend in terms of safety and eco-friendliness?
So that's an important consideration. And thankfully, it seems like Lisa has taken steps to address those concerns.
Okay, good.
They claim to use CertiPUR U.S. certified foams.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah, which means they're free from harmful chemicals like ozone depleters, heavy metals, formaldehyde, and phthalates.
So that's reassuring for those who are worried about off-gassing and potential health risks.
It is. It's always good to look for those certifications.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What about environmental impact? Are there any sustainable practices involved in the production of the Lisa Legend?
Well, Lisa is a B Corp certified company.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that means they meet certain standards of social and environmental performance, accountability, and transparency. They also have a recycling program for their old mattresses.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yeah. It's always encouraging to see companies taking steps towards sustainability.
It is for sure.
Yeah.
Now, before we move on, I have to ask about something that's been on everyone's mind lately.
Okay, what's that?
Fiberglass.
Fiberglass.
We've seen so many mattress brands under fire for using fiberglass in their covers.
Yeah, it's been a big issue.
Is the Lisa Legend fiberglass free?
Yes. Based on the information we have, the Lisa Legend does not contain fiberglass.
That's a huge relief.
I know. Nobody wants to be sleeping on tiny shards of glass.
No, nobody wants that.
Definitely not.
Okay, so we've covered materials, safety, eco-friendliness.
We have.
But at the end of the day, what really matters is how well this mattress helps you sleep.
That's right.
What are users saying about their overall sleep quality on the Lisa Legend?
Right, that's the ultimate test. You know, all the fancy features and the materials don't mean anything if you're not waking up feeling refreshed and recharged.
Right, exactly.
So what's the verdict? Is the Lisa Legend living up to its name in the sleep department?
Yeah, give us the lowdown.
Well, the good news is that a lot of users report significant improvements in their sleep quality after switching to the Lisa Legend.
Oh, that's good.
We saw comments about reduced back pain, waking up feeling more rested, and just generally experiencing deeper, more restorative sleep.
That's awesome. And it seems like the Lisa Legend really strikes a good balance between support and comfort.
It does.
Which is key for a good night's sleep.
For sure.
You know, it doesn't feel too firm or too soft for most people. It hits that sweet spot where you feel cradled but not sunk.
Yeah, you don't want to feel like you're stuck.
Exactly.
You want to feel that support, but you also want to feel comfortable.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what we've been talking about throughout this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that perfect match for your individual needs and preferences.
Right.
The Lisa Legend might not be the holy grail for everyone.
Right. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
But it seems to be working really well for a lot of people.
It does. And it's a good reminder that there's no one best mattress out there.
Absolutely.
What works for one person might not work for another.
Yeah, so true.
It's really about understanding your own sleep habits, preferences, and any specific needs you might have.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Lisa Legend hybrid mattress, what are the key takeaways our listeners should keep in mind?
Okay, so first and foremost, remember that medium firm is a relative term.
Yes, it is.
Think about what you find comfortable.
Right.
And consider the type of foam you prefer.
Yeah.
Do you like that sinking feeling of memory foam or the more responsive feel of latex?
Great point.
And if you're a side sleeper, pay close attention to pressure relief.
Uh-huh.
While some side sleepers love the Lisa Legend, others have experienced discomfort.
They have.
That generous trial period is your best friend here.
It is.
Take advantage of it.
Test it out. See how it feels for you in your own home.
Absolutely.
And if you're a hot sleeper, remember those tips we discussed about breathable bedding and cooling toppers.
Yes, those can make a big difference.
And of course, we can't forget about that exclusive discount we mentioned earlier.
Oh, right.
Be sure to check the show notes for a link to save on your Lisa Legend purchase.
Always got to save some money.
Got to get that good sleep for a good price.
Exactly.
Well said. So to our amazing listeners, we hope this deep dive has helped you gain a better understanding of the Lisa Legend hybrid mattress and whether or not it might be the right fit for you.
Absolutely. And don't forget to check out those show notes for that discount.
Yes. And be sure to let us know what you think of the Lisa Legend if you've tried it.
We love hearing from you guys.
And sweet dreams, everyone.
Sweet dreams.